This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, we're going to talk to former Giant great Carl Banks. I guess if you're one-time great, you're always a great. He was pretty dang good, Mike Bell.
Well, I mean, I can't lie to you. I grew up a Giants fan as a kid, and he's one of my favorites. But has some experience with Bill Belichick. Has some good years with the Browns, too, not just with Big Blue. But he knows what's going on with the G-men. We'll get the nasal appraisal of their offense and the latest drama with Odell Beckham. His dad pops off basically saying that I'm not quite sure what his dad was saying by throwing a chair and shaking the tree about Mara, the owner, John Mara's comments about Odell Beckham. But, I mean, look, Odell, no one debates the talent, but it's all the histrionics and the antics and all the stuff on the sideline and the comments that comes along with it.
Well, you know, he gets the contract, and I don't think anybody in their right mind would say, oh, it wasn't deserved. But here's the deal. Now we talk about this all the time, Mike. You got to live up to it.
Right.
Right? And the problem is, I think Odell is basically saying, listen, and I think he said this in that ESPN interview with him and Lil Wayne, where he was talking about, I want to catch balls down the field. I don't want to have to catch a five-yard slant and turn it into a touchdown. I see guys all around the league catching balls deep and making these easy plays. That's what I want to do. So he starts complaining about that, but the reality is, their O-line is terrible. Well, they're not giving Eli Manning that kind of time.
I don't know if Eli at this stage of his career can get it there, but to your point with that offensive line, he's got some valid beefs, and we all know this. Everyone, you can watch the Giants, and you know what's going on. Don't add to the controversy. You're in New York. You're not in Kansas City. You're not playing in Phoenix. You're playing in New York City with 10 newspapers covering you. So everything just gets amplified. And the Giants, the whole thing started not happy that he didn't go to the PR department about that. Normally there's a procedure. If you're going to do a high-profile interview, you let the team know where it's going. So they kind of got blindsided by that ESPN thing, which started this whole thing.
We'll talk to Carl Banks coming up. We are Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Guys, inviting you to come out, hang out. Yes, Hey Man L is on tap. A bunch of guys have already come in and checked it out. Guy right here was like, man, this is really good.
I know. He's off to vote. You know, you can vote early here in Georgia. So I'm like, make sure you hit the right lever. I mean,
yes.
Don't screw yourself up, man.
Yes.
But, again, come on down and get yourself some conversation lubrication. Ice cold 26.8 degree Hey Man Ale. Our beer, all beers are great cold, but our beer with that hoppy finish is just so money when it's ice cold. So come on down and grab some. We got some real estate at the bar right now as people get off that 8th lane death strip that is I-75. Traffic was crawling coming up here today.
Yeah, I just talked to a guy pulled in, and he was like, yeah, it wasn't bad, almost, you know, coming in until you got up this way, probably about 5 miles from where we are. We're right off of Baird Parkway, guys, right here at Twin Peaks. So inviting you to come out. We're here until 7.
Hey, real quick, I was just talking with Jay and a couple of Falcon fans at the bar. I got one beef, and I want to do this now before I forget for Clear Your Throat.
All right, man.
So in the old days of the Georgia Dome and the last season, we really got things cooking. There truly was a dome field advantage. We've lamented the fact with the personal seat licenses, people wandered around the stadium, nobody's in their seats. Can we just play the Falcon song after the touchdown? Let's go, Falcons.
Falcons.
They got a couple of TV video things and there's commercials, and then they finally get to the song. In the old days, it was like a real, you go to Chicago, you get the Bears song. Philly, it's Fly Eagles Fly. Look at that Falcons song going after a touchdown. We can always put those commercial moments away for a later time. We got enough TV timeouts still.
I don't disagree.
Get the mojo going. Well, let's get some energy going in the joint.
And Jay is a big part of the Falcon supporter group, for those who don't know. He's also a neighbor of mine. I keep running to Jay at the grocery
and
store
else. So now here, Jay's famous for sitting behind me at Mercedes-Benz last year, because after every stupid play, I would literally turn, do you believe this blank?
Yeah.
You know, so I would be cussing. His wife's like, why is that guy down there yelling at you?
Because you were the guy standing up cussing.
He's in section 120. I moved up to 342. But no, the point is, there's too much of that stuff, okay? I get it. You get the Jumbotron.
The extras.
Let's just play the song. We got a nice fight song. People dig it. We had things been cooking in 2016. Let's get that going again. Score a touchdown, play the song.
I'm with it. And maybe now you don't have to clear your throat because you just did. Hey, Carl Banks.
Okay, can I leave early? I got to make an 8:55 flight.
Carl Banks is set to join us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, Carl, just on a personal note, Mike and I were both saying this, man. We really enjoyed watching you play in your career. You were one of those guys that, you know, a lot of folks wanted to emulate. So we appreciate you jumping on with us. And I hope things are going well, man. But as the Giants get ready to come in here to take on our Falcons, you know, we've been talking a lot about this O-line. I want to get your impressions because it just doesn't seem like they're doing anything well.
Well, first of all, guys, thank you for having me. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk. I think to examine the offensive line is to kind of understand what they have there. They have five new players, basically. They've got a rookie, an inexperienced center who's basically a rookie. You got a free agent left tackle and a right guard who is a free agent from Jacksonville. So they're a group that haven't played together. This is their sixth game together. They had some training camp, and offensive lines take a while. But coming from where they were last year, which everyone knew the offensive line was an issue, they're not where they should be. I'm not going to tell you they're as bad as they were last year. But, you know, the film doesn't lie. You see what you see. They seem to feel that they're not that far away. Their communication seems to be getting better. And with offensive linemen, half the battle is communication, or 75% of the battle is communication and getting everybody on the same page. And then the other 25% is whether you can win your individual matchup. So they feel from a communication standpoint and everybody working in unison, they feel that they're not that far away. And then the rest becomes physical. But right now, it's a different issue every other game or sometimes every other series. And you can kind of see with the production of the passing game and the way the quarterback is playing as well under duress, it's tough. You know, it's tough to operate. So they believe that they're getting some things straightened out. We'll see. I mean, you know, they don't give you a free pass in the – NFL from one game to the next. I mean, everybody's looking at film, and they're going to try to see if you fixed it. If you didn't fix it, you're going to have the same issues week after week.
It is Carl Banks, guys, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Giants,
two-time.
A Pro Bowler, and a Michigan State guy. I can ask him about Sparty beating the Wolverines coming up a little bit later in this conversation. Carl,
yeah,
Saquon
that.
Barkley comes in, and that's the thing. Oh, please do. Someone's got to take Harbaugh out. But the thing is, Carl, Saquon Barkley scares the heck out of us because we've lost Pro Bowl caliber linebackers and safeties. So we've got other guys, the backups, next man up, but they're not the best tacklers. So Falcon fans fear is Saquon Barkley in space could equal a lot of yards.
Well, yeah, I mean, he doesn't need a lot of space, guys. And, you know, I had the honor of playing against both Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith. I never played against Shady McCoy, but watched him up close and personal. And this young man has got a little bit of all of those guys because he can make you miss almost at point-blank range and then accelerate. Really good balance. He's a player. If I had to give any defense any advice, is like get a lot of people around him and get a lot of bodies on him because he breaks tackles and he's got outstanding balance for a runner. I haven't seen a guy with balance like that probably since Emmitt Smith. You know, in terms of collision balance, a guy hits you and you just kind of stay, never break stride or just kind of keep your balance. He's a guy that you got to get down on the ground. So he is a handful in space. He can catch the football. He can do a lot of different things with it when he gets it. So you do have your hands full with that one. I tell you that.
Carl, what do you make of the Odell Beckham situation? I say a situation because it seems to be a bunch of different things. But I don't know where to put my finger on, you know, what the Giants are thinking about this. You got the owner telling him just play football. You got Beckham's dad now jumping in the mix on social media. He seems to be unhappy because he's not catching enough balls. What's the deal?
Well, he's a guy that, quite frankly, has to mature a bit more. I think as circumstances have not played out the way he envisioned them, meaning he worked extremely hard in the offseason. He came back stronger. He came back faster. So, you know, in his thinking, he's ready to go. Well, right. You put on tape a game where you blow by Jalen Ramsey twice, and then the league took notice. So now they're going to legislate because they see what he did to one of the league's best cornerbacks. And when they get that on film, well, you're not going to have that for a while. And right. So that frustration built up, and then combined with a offense that's just not productive, that built up. And then I think, you know, he did an interview which didn't put him in the best of light as a team guy, you know. And here in New York, it hasn't stopped since that interview. People are just nitpicking at it and shooting arrows. And, you know, so he's a passionate kid. I know he cares about football. He cares about his teammates, and he cares about winning. He just does not express himself in a way that a lot of people like. Like, he's authentic in what he's saying. He just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't come across the right way to some people. But he doesn't apologize for it, and he just wants to go out and play football. So the circus was created, you know, of his own doing, because people wait, you know, for opportunities to take shots at him, and they do. And then it became a team thing. Then it became him against the quarterback, and then it became him against the world. And, you know, if you listen to his interviews today, looks like he's on track now. Everybody's talking the same language. Everybody's speaking the same language. And, you know, it's either 52 guys and one guy out there, or it's 53 guys. I don't think the locker room is going to splinter. And I think, you know, he has to give his team an opportunity to make him great. When great players are faced with, you know, strategies that legislate against them, they turn that into an opportunity to be better, not to express frustration. See, because he put it on, you know, he put it on tape. He came out. If you guys go back and look at the Jacksonville game, he was on Jalen Ramsey like oxygen a couple times. Blew right by him. Got pass interference calls. And so that's mission accomplished. He just doesn't realize it. But it just showed that the other teams are now not going to – they're going to legislate against giving him those free runs. And I'm sure, you know, Julio faces the same thing. You know, once he puts something on tape, they're going to try to take it away. And the good teams and the good players, they find other ways to get their good players involved. And Odell's got to allow his team and his teammates to do that for him.
Carl Banks with us, guys, from the Giants Radio Network, and it does work, NFL Network, and again, a Pro Bowl or Super Bowl winner. Joins us here on the WaitFor.com hotline as we're live at Twin Peaks on Dukes and Bell. You just mentioned Julio. All right, so Julio doesn't have any touchdowns, but everyone else is benefiting from it, Carl. He's got crazy yards. Talk about the Giants' pass rush secondary. Is Matt going to have a chance to do a thing, you know, a touchdown? Because we haven't been running the ball like the bare minimum. We've been keeping defenses honest, but we've been winning in the throwing game.
Well, it is a throwing league when you got a quarterback like Matt Ryan. You might as well take advantage of it. Shoot, you got three really, really good receivers. Well, let me say one great receiver and two other really, really good ones. So why not utilize those? I mean, it's, you can pass to run when you have those type of weapons. I don't know. The Giants just got Olivier Vernon back, and they're, you know, and he's a big part of their pass rush. The Giants have made a lot of mistakes during the early part of this season where they're giving up big chunks of yards. And it's okay, you know, in a league that's a passing league, but you can't give up big plays based on your mistakes and being out of place, because those are the ones you don't account for and those are the ones that hurt you. And, you know, sometimes you get a bad matchup and the guy is better than you, you give those up. That happens in the league. But when you make a mistake because you didn't play the defense called or you're out of position, then you're hurting your team. And that's been kind of what the Giants have been about early on. They can play good in stretches of a game, and then they'll come back and, you know, give up a couple big plays where you didn't think they should. Or, you know, they forget how to tackle a few times. So, they, you know, the offense and the defense has their own set of issues. That's why they're 1-5 right now. They all feel they're correctable, and let's see. We'll find out.
The great Carl Banks joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Before we let you go, Michigan State, Michigan, obviously this weekend. I know who you're riding with, but
right.
Michigan looked like they took a turn last week when, you know, they were able to beat Wisconsin the way they did.
Yeah, well, you know, Michigan State beat Penn State, so with the, you know, everybody's taking turns. So we'll give Michigan an about face, and they'll head back in the other direction. You know, I think we got this one.
All right, there it is.
Hey, Carl, did you get the chance to watch that Two Bills documentary on ESPN? Belichick and Parcells.
Yeah,
great
was,
stuff about some of your
quite
teams.
Entertaining.
And you heard Belichick talk. He was asked about Khalil Mack. He's like, no, he's not LT. I mean, you don't have time. We don't have time in the afternoon for all the LT stories, but greatest athlete you ever played with?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Incredible.
Carl, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us. Right. Continued success,
thanks
my man. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Carl Banks, guys.
Cool dude,
Dukes and
man.
Banks. Dukes and Bell. Yeah.
The Giants played my high school when I was a kid. We had like a, you know, the teachers played the Giants like traveling basketball team.
Okay.
And Carl Banks and the guys, we just abusing our gym teachers. It's a great memory from high school out in Long Island.
Well, right? You know, it's funny because that was probably the greatest linebacking corps Belichick's ever coached. Now, he had some great linebackers, obviously, during the New England early years. But as a group, I don't know if he's had a better group.
Early on, it was you had Harry Carson's.
That's right.
Obviously, Carl Banks,
LT,
Gary Reasons. Later on, a guy named Pepper Rogers. I mean, Pepper Johnson. They had a great crew, man.
Hey, let's give you a chance to win some money right now, guys.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
madness. M-A-D-N-E-S-S. Madness.
Look at all these dudes on their phones. That's what I like to see. We'd like to give you $1,000, man. Don't cost nothing. Just text madness to 72881. It's our hour number 3 word, madness. Look at these guys. We got 18 dudes on their phones at the bar, man.
That's what's up. Coming up, an NFL blitz. And guys, we'll get into what's going on with the Steelers. James Conner talking about the guy that should be playing for the Steelers, but he's not right now. And Jalen Ramsey. He ain't talking a whole lot these days. It is Friday. We hope you're enjoying yours. We are certainly enjoying ours. Getting our weekend started right at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's Dukes and Bell inviting you to come out and hang out with these guys. Our Hey Man Ale is on tap as well for you to get an ice cold brew.
Yeah, man, I got here in time to have a little lunch. I had some of those delicious low-fat fried cheese balls.
I don't think they're low fat, Mike.
Oh, sure they are.
I don't know
Come
about
from skinny
that.
Cows, man. I know what I was told. But get some of that billionaire's bacon. There's so many great things here, man, on the menu. And if you're new to Atlanta, Twin Peaks is locations around Tampa. We're right here off of Barrett Parkway. So come on by and say hi. We basically roll down to Buckhead and alternate. So today we're up here on the north side. Traffic, I know, is crazy. So be patient, but come say hi and have a nice cold beer.
Hawks back at it tonight. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets coming up with our sounder. So stay tuned. At some point, you will hear the Hawks sounder. Be caller number 9 and you will win those tickets. Hawks Memphis tonight. We're talking about tickets for the opening night, which is October 24th, coming up next Wednesday night. So stay tuned for that, guys. Also on the way, our man Mike Conti, in case you missed it, but with our chance to visit with one of the all-time greats in Carl Banks, we pushed back our NFL Blitz segment. But real quick, guy was asking, he just hit me up and he said, man, Banks was, you know, he didn't sound too positive about the Giants. Here's the deal, guys. He's being real about what kind of football team they are. That doesn't mean they're going to roll over on Monday night and
no.
This is going to be an easy game.
Look, we've said this all week long, guys, and I think you guys hear it in loud and clear. If we don't get Eli on the ground, Eli is going to hit a guy like Evan Engram, who's now finally healthy. Obviously, Odell Beckham.
Homecoming for him, by the way. He's an Atlanta kid.
Well, you know, went to Ole Miss as part of that big class that Hugh Freeze signed a couple years back.
Yep.
But this is a team that still has playmakers on it, you know. So if you give any team out there their quarterback a chance, I know Eli, as we said, he has become the punching bag. And maybe, you know what, let's hope this isn't the game where they connect vertically with Odell Beckham. That's all we need. Remember, we don't lock up Alford or Trufant on Odell Beckham. It's whatever side he lines up on. You know, so I don't like that. I wish we did do stuff like that, but that's not the way Marquand Manuel and Dan play it.
No, it's not. More Falcons on the field, which is good news. We'll update you guys on what's going on up there at Flowery Branch with practice today. But right now, let's get to an NFL blitz. Hey.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
While we're talking about the Falcons, let's start with Tevin Coleman talking about what they have to do this week against the Giants, because again, the running backs now, guys, with Free under the knife and recovering for the next 4 to 6 weeks and maybe not returning until the end of the season. It's the Judge, Ito Smith, and it's Coleman. Here's Tevin Coleman.
We just got to continue running the ball and just continue working hard at that, you know, fighting hard at that, just to open up holes. You know, every team is difficult, you know, in the run game, so you know what I'm saying? You just got to keep striving for that.
I'm not sure if you heard that because there was a lot of banging going on back there in the locker room, Mike. You heard
hey
that?
Now.
No, like that banging on the table, whatever that was. Were they playing ping pong? Who knows?
We got a combination of ping pong. People are banging their spikes out. You got a lot of things going on there, man. But here's the deal. You heard it from Carl Banks. It's still a throwing league. We want to throw the football. We're having success doing it. You know, we mentioned it earlier. But we still have to be able to run the ball. You've got to be able to at least threaten that run where the defense has to honor it. So we've done the bare minimum. Love to see Coleman get back on track the way he would. No, he's doing the job, but Carl, a big game, a real game breaker. And then we could get in the red zone and punch it in with the run. That's something I'd love to see because, unfortunately, we're leaning too much on the passing game, especially late in the game, when you want to eat clock. You want to run the football.
That's right. Coleman's had one 100-yard rushing game so far.
Carolina.
Yes, but I'd like to see him kind of have a breakout here. I mean, it'd be nice to see him get another one, and then maybe coming out of the bye week, it's something we can build on. I do agree with Tevin, who basically said in that soundbite, we have to stay committed to trying to run the football. In other news around the NFL, in our NFL Blitz segment brought to you by Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw, James Conner, Mike. Now, I don't know how many guys picked up Conner in their fantasy league. I think a lot of guys are happy with the production they've gotten out of Conner in Pittsburgh. But Conner said today on FS1 that Le'Veon Bell has been incredibly supportive this season and that they talk all the time. And he said, anytime I can do something good on the field, I always come back to the locker room to a text from him saying, good game or nice move right there. Me and Le'Veon are super cool.
Huh.
That's cool to know because Le'Veon is not going to be a Steeler moving forward, and I'm glad that you guys are friends. But I got to give Conner some credit, man. For a lot of people who thought that this was not going to be a situation where Conner would have success, I think he's been better than what most people expected.
And isn't that interesting? Because everyone just kind of, you know, pictures Le'Veon either cutting records or riding jet skis in South Beach. But he is communicating with Conner. I don't know what his welcome back is going to be like. Brian Baldinger earlier from NFL Network this week said he doesn't think there's drama. It's Conner's job. Conner's actually putting up comparable stats.
Yep.
And although Le'Veon's a much better athlete and has more explosive type plays in him, Conner has been able to do the job so far. So, hey, so far so good.
Jalen Ramsey, remember the article in the summer we talked about, GQ?
How can you not? He took a shot at everybody other than Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he's not been talking a whole lot. As a matter of fact, remember we played that soundbite after the loss against the Cowboys where the Cowboys put up 40 points and Jalen Ramsey was just That's all he was saying. And so when asked about their matchup coming up against DeAndre Hopkins and company, and Hopkins is he's a load, man. He's a tough matchup. Ramsey didn't give long answers. He says, well, it's just the same it's always been. Last 2 years, you guys been asking me the same questions. Well, your thoughts on Deshaun Watson? He's really good.
Well, I mean, look, if you are going to run your mouth and you're going to throw this out there, this is just that, look, let's get real. We like, as a sports talk radio host, when guys give us this kind of material.
No doubt.
But if you're going to be that guy, back it up. You know,
be Deion.
Run it all week.
That's
run
right.
It. Even when you lose, you stick your chest out. I did my job. You know what I mean? Throw it out there. But he's just another one of these.
It's the 10 look, other guys in this locker room.
But again, all these guys, and I hate to sound like my dad, but all these guys who pop off now, in the old days, you would pop off, but you could back it up, and you'd front, and you'd bring it every week. Now these guys have a bad week or their team loses.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Now you give me give me one-syllable answers? I mean, I hate that crap. You know, if you're going to walk it, walk it. You know, didn't more man children just being babies?
That's what it is. So I'm curious to see if Hopkins has a big game Sunday, what he has to say after the game. But slowly but surely, and as I said when that article came out, you tripping, Jalen. And he has been. So he's been kind of quiet as of late.
I mean, look, I give Greg Norman credit for him. Josh Norman, I should say. Greg Norman I give no credit to because he always choked. But Josh Norman, remember, he made a name for himself getting everybody's face with Dennis Bryant, then later on with Odell Beckham. And then a few weeks ago, Michael Thomas lights him up with the Saints. So, oh, you don't want to talk now?
Thomas put him to sleep.
If you're going
to
be that guy, bring it each week. Don't be this passive-aggressive candy blank. And I think you know what the blank stands for.
I do. It is Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz brought to you by Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw. Saints put Ted Ginn Jr. on IR, Mike. Now, the reason why this is important, because obviously we are in control of our division right now. We're 2-1. Everybody else has one win. We'll see the Saints again Thanksgiving night. But whether you think Ted Ginn is a weapon or not, he has really found, I think, a second home there with the Saints and Drew Brees, and he's a guy that takes the top off the defense. But Cameron Meredith and Tre'Quan Smith are the two guys that are going to pick up the slack for Ted Ginn Jr., who's been on or been put on IR.
Tre'Quan was the guy who caught Drew Brees' record-setting catch, wasn't it?
It is.
On that go route down the sideline. So, hey, man, the Saints have got weapons. They've got depth. But, you know, Ted Ginn, it's been a pleasant surprise, I think, with his second act with New Orleans. That just means, I guess, more touches for Kamara, too, out of the backfield, you could argue, and certainly more for Thomas.
Number one offense in the league, by the way, the Saints. Playing the number one defense in the league in the Ravens this weekend.
Ooh, and they're on the road. I did bet. I got the Saints as part of a three-teamer. I teased it down a few points. By the way, the Giants, I was speaking of numbers. Giants are 12th in pass defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
24th in points allowed. So the defense, their secondary, a little bit better than maybe we're giving them credit for. But then again, they have not played a team like the Falcons with the weapons that we're bringing to the table here, other than the Saints.
Last night, we saw what happened with the Broncos beating up on Arizona. Real quick, there are a lot of Denver fans who traveled to this game. Listen to Case Keenum. He's the Broncos quarterback. Talk about the fans.
That was unbelievable. I mean, it felt like a home game there for a lot of it. That was impressive. I wouldn't have been surprised if they'd had to go on silent count, you know, for a few series. So that was really cool. I hadn't been around that
that's
very
crazy.
Much. And to see your team travel like that, your fans travel, that's awesome. I mean, that's incredible. That's really cool.
Well, you hop on Southwest. And by the way, how many empty stadiums do you guys see on Sunday? If you got the Sunday ticket,
a bunch.
How many folks do you – I mean, it's not just here in Atlanta. Now, we've got people running around and checking out all the bells and whistles, all the stuff we have at Mercedes-Benz. But last night, the thing that struck me, nobody in their seats other than Broncos fans.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess they just hopped on Southwest. They got down there knowing they could get an inexpensive ticket, watch their team do their thing.
Well, they did do their thing, and they got after Josh Rosen, who after the game talked about, you know, it's kind of difficult being as young as he is and now being thrust into a leadership role.
They drafted me to do it, so I'm going to try. I think they got my back. I've lost quite a couple games, so hopefully we'll try to go week by week, find our first one and try to stack them after that. I mean, you either do that or you give in, and that's just not really in my blood. That's not in any of the blood in these guys in the locker room, so we're going to keep chugging along.
You just got your OC fired. Sweet dreams, son. Mike McCoy gets fired by the Cardinals following that anemic output. If you didn't see it, Carl just laid it out there. You had two pick sixes in the first quarter.
Yep.
You had fumbles. You had every which way you could lose. So Byron Leftwich, former Marshall quarterback, and had a cup of coffee with the Falcons. He's now the OC for the Cardinals.
Coming up, in case you missed it, with Mike Conte as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks, we will talk college football, guys. Dogs and Georgia Tech off, but there's some other big games that we got to talk about coming up at 4 here on Dukes and Bell.
Busy. Pretty busy.
Who busy?
Busy.
What? I'm very busy right now.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conte.
Have I got good news for you?
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
Real quick before we get to Conte, we just did our NFL Blitz segment, but this just in, the Browns trade Carlos Hyde, running back, to the Jacksonville Jaguars because of Leonard Fournette's injury. Now, remember, they drafted Nick Chubb. We're talking about the Browns.
So and if you've been sandbagging Nick Chubb, now is the time.
Right.
He and Duke Johnson are going to get more carries.
So Carlos Hyde goes from the Browns to Jacksonville, and Jacksonville's trading a fifth-round pick to the Browns for Carlos Hyde. So that just happening moments ago. And then also Marshawn Lynch, real quick, out at least a month. Mike, it's a growing injury. Lynch had an MRI this week. Oakland is on the bye, but he is out at least a month with a growing
Mike
injury.
Conte, you know, fantasy football is such a fickle friend. I've got I got Marshawn Lynch. Last night, the guy I'm playing, our buddy Dave, is the pilot for Delta Carl.
Yeah, man.
He's got the Arizona Cardinals defense. I mean, I shake that. The Denver Broncos
defense, yeah.
And needless to say, they piled up the points against Josh Rosen. You know what? Just throw away that money. Mike Conte, by the way, we talked about yesterday. Did you know you were on TV when they honored Steve Holman on Fox Sports South the other night at the Garden?
I did not know that. I hope I wasn't picking my nose.
No, they caught like half of your face and the top of Holman's head. It was they're going to get an Emmy for direction on that one. We talked about it yesterday, but they were honoring Steve a little bit.
Our broadcast position at Madison Square Garden is not really a camera friendly position. It's really kind of hard to describe. They kind of wedged us into a front row seat on the top level, and you know, you're kind of even with the roof line. So give our friends at Fox a little bit of a break there. It's not really their fault. We aren't really close to any cameras there, and that's probably a good thing. There's a reason why we're on radio, of course.
Well, either way, it was a fun thing to be a part of, and certainly we wished, you know, Steve Holman, bang, more success. We, as Mike said, we hope he's here for when we turn this thing around and we win a championship one day.
We should probably, we should probably wish the Hawks some more success, too, than what they had on Wednesday night.
That was ugly.
It was. It got ugly quick, as we say. That escalated quickly.
at halftime, we look down and go, they scored 49 points in the second quarter? 49. It's like the scene in Major League. One hit? They only got one.
Mike, one Hawks fan hit us up on Twitter, and he's like, yeah, it was just one bad quarter. 49 points is not one bad quarter.
Well,
it's a total breakdown.
We looked it up at halftime, and I'm going through the stats, and I found it. That's the most the Hawks are tied for the most points the Hawks have given up in a single quarter ever. In their 70 seasons of existence, that's the most they've given up in a single quarter. It's the highest scoring second quarter in the NBA in a decade. And hey, but you know what? It's a learning experience. This is going to be a long season. I think Lloyd Pierce has been very, very positive with this young group. I think they're realistic about where they are right now. And honestly, the Hawks were without their, I think, two best defensive players, John Collins and Dwayne Dedmon. So that had something to do with it, too. I guess.
No doubt. We'll see how they do tonight against Memphis, but it's going to be a process, Mike.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so Aaron Rodgers gives an interview to a magazine. I have not heard of this magazine, but if you guys have, stop me. Do you guys read Artful Living magazine? Artful Living?
No.
That's a negative, Ghost.
Yeah, not familiar with it.
I'm a cigar aficionado kind of guy myself,
Cigar aficionado is great. I read the Wine Spectator. Never heard of Artful Living, but Aaron Rodgers gave an interview for this magazine, Artful Living. Michelle Tafoya was the author, and in the article, Aaron Rodgers goes into flowery detail about just how much he loves his girlfriend, Danica Patrick. Quote, "We're just two people who enjoy being around each other and love each other. We're really into each other. We're really attached to each other." And he goes on to talk about some of the things they do together. For example, quote, "We really enjoy traveling. She went on the trip to India and Africa back in the spring, and we had a blast, and we've taken some trips domestically that have been fun." And if you're wondering, Aaron Rodgers says Danica is a very good cook. He's into healthy eating, and Aaron Rodgers says he's been very inspired by the love of his life, Danica Patrick, and the way that she eats so healthy. If you would like to read more details about how much they love each other, you can find the newest copy of Artful Living magazine at your neighborhood newsstand.
I mean, it all sounds great, Carl. Sounds like a heck of a gal, but, not exactly, the kind of storyline I was looking for. I need a little more salacious information. I got to be honest with you.
All right, man. Listen.
I like to come home and Danica do it in the backyard. You know, things like that, Mike. That's what I didn't get from that article.
Would that be the title?
Well, that'd be in the article.
Okay.
So I'd be looking.
Gotcha.
You don't find the fact that she's laid back and low maintenance and a good cook to be in compelling reading? Intriguing.
I have a hard time knowing what I know about NASCAR that Danica is laid back and low maintenance, but that sounds like a great narrative.
Well, anyhow, you can read much more about how Danica Patrick's family and how they're all Chicago Bears fans and how they playfully joke about that and some low-calorie recipes for Danica Patrick in Artful Living magazine, I guess. There is an NHL player, Max Pacioretty, and he now plays for the Vegas Golden Knights, but he played for the Montreal Canadiens for a while, and he has a home in Florida that he's put up for sale for $3 million. It's a beautiful home, and it's one of those typical, athlete super pads where, you have the kitchen and 10 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms and all that stuff, saltwater pool, basketball court. I think the most notable feature about the home that Max Pacioretty is selling, though, is that it comes equipped with a safe room. So if there is actually to be a real purge one day, you'll be safe if you buy this home. A safe room, if you don't know what that is a windowless room that usually is double-walled and has some kind of reinforcement and a big, heavy door that you can lock. So if you panic, if you feel like someone's broken into your home, you go to your safe room, you lock yourself in there, you hope you don't suffocate, and you call for help.
The Jodie Foster movie.
Panic room. Yeah. So it's one of those hidden rooms.
You have one in your dojo?
I would like to have had one, Mike, but no, we don't have one.
Yeah, you're saying it stately. What about you, Mike, out in your neck of the woods?
I
you
have
got one
too
out there?
No, I have too many windows. I mean, I guess we could kind of retreat to the half bath if things really got screwy, if the purge occurred. But I don't think we would make it too long in there. It's very, very small. I have a feeling Pacioretty's panic room is probably a little bit bigger.
All right.
It's a cool idea.
You know, in the old days, it was bomb shelters. With the Cold War, now it's a lot of people do put these in their homes, man, if you got the room and you got the money.
So Antonio Brown is kind of clarifying his role in this whole furniture-throwing incident that we've talked about a couple times. Remember, he's faced eviction from his apartment in Miami because he allegedly threw furniture off a 20th-floor balcony and it almost hit a kid. Antonio Brown now says that he did not do it, but he knows who did, but he won't name them.
Ooh.
No, he won't name them.
Well, nobody. Hey, snitches get stitches.
Did they work for him?
Nobody likes a rat.
Did they work for him? They worked for him, didn't they?
Well, Carl, I mean, he can't even reveal that. I mean, you know how this goes. Mike Bell is totally right. Snitches get stitches. You can't narc out one of your crew. Remember, he's being sued for all of this. He put in court filings that he knows who the individual is. It was another individual that committed this who was also present at the time of the incident. And his lawyers are saying if you look carefully at the police report, you might be able to figure it out. Because the police report does mention that there was another guy there when all of this was going down.
All right, because he's got a lot of buddies and people have access, apparently, to this condo. So is a number of suspects, but nobody likes a rat, Carl.
Antonio Brown, by the way, his lawyer has said that this lawsuit is a blatant shakedown by a struggling real estate developer to exploit his minor child. This was, I guess, a bad week for Antonio Brown, as we've talked about. He allegedly threw furniture off his balcony one day. The next day he called police because his car was missing. And then the police got there, and he slammed the door in the cop's face, said he had found the car. And this was all after he had been on vacation for 12 days. I mean, I'm always in a crabby mood when I come back from vacation as well because I still want to be on vacation. But Antonio Brown was having a bad week back in April when he got back to Miami. But he says he didn't do it. It was someone else. You can figure out who it was. So we will all remain in suspense.
In case you missed it with Mike Conte, we are live at Twin Peaks. It's Dukes and Bell coming up. We'll talk some college football here in about 10 minutes. And also, guys, we'll get back into some Falcon conversation. Who was on the field today for the Falcons could bode well for us on Monday night.
Yeah, man, and plenty more in the college football mix. Certainly, guys, the Auburn Tigers, you know, that's become a story now with Gus Malzahn.
It is.
A lot of unhappy fans in Tiger Nation. We'll get into some of that and also some of the big storylines. We talked earlier with Carl Banks. Big game, Michigan State, too.
So the Tribe drops its third straight on this trip, 6-1 to the Rangers. For the Indians, one run on, let's say, one hit. That's all we got, one damn hit.
You can't say damn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.